Okay, imagine that you're locked away in a small sealed room and there's a few other guys around you. The food is terrible. You're confined in a small space. You're watched all the time and you're counting down the days until they open the doors and set you free.
Sounds like a sports bar or a radio studio.
It's actually more like a prison sentence, I would say. But actually, this is the current mission for six men in Moscow who are part of an experiment to simulate the deprivations of a trip to Mars. It's out of Moscow's Institute for Biomedical Problems, where they've constructed a complex of interconnected canisters where six guys will live for 18 months. BBC Moscow correspondent Richard Galpin joined us as just as the participants were about to enter their new pod.
There's a ceremony just happening as I speak now, and the six, in inverted commas, astronauts are all lined up. They're in their blue spacesuits, and they are about to go in the next few minutes. The door is waiting for them, which of course they will pass through, and if all goes well, they will not come out for another 520 days.
18 months. Tell me what this habitat looks like. When you look at the drawings, it looks almost like a habit trail that you put a gerbil into. What does it look like?
It is a pretty strange contraption, I have to say. It is basically set in a warehouse here in Moscow, and it's a whole series of brown-coloured metal containers which are interconnected, and they're divided up into different modules. So you have the area where they sleep and work, you have a medical area, and obviously you have quite a lot of storage places as well, because they have to take all the food and water which they will need for the 520 days. And one thing which has been added this time for this 520-day experiment is that they have built a module which is supposed to replicate the Martian landscape. I mean, I have to say it looks a bit like a sandpit with a few rocks thrown in. But they will then, when after 250 days in here, three of the crew will then come out and actually walk onto the simulated Martian landscape. And one key thing that they're looking at is whether they will remember the tasks which they're supposed to do once they reach that after such a long time and after such a long period of isolation and stress. Being stuck inside, whether they will then perform the tasks as well as they should do on the Martian landscape. And here they go, the door's literally just been opened, the team are now lining up for a final photo shoot, and then they'll be going in.
Well, let me play you a clip from Diego Urbina. He's an Italian-Colombian. He's actually one of the participants here that's going to be locked up for 18 months. Your colleague, Jonathan Amos, asked him what he would miss most while he's locked up for 18 months.
I definitely will miss my family totally, and my friends, and the nature itself, all the things that you take for granted here on Earth, and that they won't be there. Also, as I said, the internet and girls are totally something I will miss.
How are they? Have they set up plans to try and help these men cope mentally with being isolated for 18 months?
Oh yes, I mean they've had several months of pretty intense training to deal with exactly that. You know, that is one of the main points of this experiment, because they're not obviously up in space. They don't have to deal with weightlessness or solar radiation. What they have to deal with is the whole thing of being locked away, stuck together with a group of five other people, and dealing with all those issues of separation from family and loved ones and friends and fresh air and sunshine, because there are no windows in there as well. So that's the whole point of this experiment, to see whether astronauts would be able to cope psychologically and physiologically, I have to say, with such a long space journey.
BBC Moscow correspondent Richard Galpin, we spoke to him earlier.